What is up, everybody, and welcome to episode 69 of the Get Your Nerd On podcast with your boy P90 the Rapper, and it is, well overdue. As you probably noticed, this has come out with a bunch of other ones, and yes, this does have stuff that we missed on here, and the other ones have things corresponding to their weeks as much as possible, because I keep my notes. Shit just be happening. Yeah, me. We're not going to do a catch-up on this episode. We're going to do a catch-up on the most recent episode of the week, specifically because there's just been so many things that I've been doing. I don't want to overlap my catch-ups and just be like, oh, shit, I already said that last episode. Because y'all getting, like, 2-3 episodes, yeah, me. Feel me. So, there's that. We got about 15 flips to get into for this one. So, this one, they're going to be a little shorter because... yeah, you know, I'm only going to talk about the stuff from that week that I have recorded in my notes. So thank you guys for listening to the backup episodes anyway, and then making it to the episode proper. And thank you for holding it down for me. And man, just thank y'all. As always, thank you. All right, so as far as the 15 flips that we're going to get into today, during this week of episode 69, we had the Bayonetta Originals voice actress ask fans to boycott Bayonetta 3 after receiving $4,000 offer. Now, to my knowledge, that will escalate, but we're only talking about this week. So, so Platinum Games revealed earlier this month that Helena Taylor will not be returning to voice Bayonetta in its third installment of Bayonetta 3, which was upsetting because, I actually like the voice actress of Bayonetta. Not that I know her, but more like I like the voice that I heard every time I played the Bayonetta games. Feel me? So it does suck that she wasn't going to return, but if they really lowballed the offer of only $4,000, like, that's fucked up because people love this game so much. So it's like, come on, guys. Fuck you mean you can't offer her more? Like, people love the game. I don't know how many people love specifically her or the character, but I know people love the game, and she did the other two, so, like, it's only right, in my opinion. But sorry if you got a little ASMR over there going on. Yeah, water is good, man. Water is good. However, there seems to be something deeper about this. So the deeper part is the franchise apparently made $45 million, not including merchandise, and she's only offered $40,000 as of her tweets around October 15th. Her quote was, She might have been based on her statement. I'm not afraid of the non-disclosure agreement. I can't even afford to run a car. What are they going to do? Take my clothes? Good luck to them. Bayonetta always stands up for those with less power and stands up for what is right. And doing this, you stand with her. Thank you. All right, so I want to say something real quick. I love Bayonetta the game. I've been waiting for Bayonetta 3. This game, I'm excited to play this game when I can finally get my hands on it because money's been tight, so I haven't been able to get it. But in no way, shape, or form was I gonna be one of the boycotters. I understand certain things, but I'm gonna tell you right now, there's a couple things that factor into stuff for me. The other workers who need their job, yeah, they probably got paid and shit already, but I want to support the stuff that they worked on. Also, if it's something I genuinely, like, truly love, dog, I'm running to it. It's a absolute fact, I'm running to it. Like, unless the people did something truly fucking heinous, I'm running to something I love. But even then, sometimes it's hard to justify that because it's just like, bro, some people who stood there, they had no choice but to work. Like, I don't know how much those people make. Some of those people really just have to go into work, and they absolutely do not agree with certain things that happen, but they need that job and they need to go. Not everyone is built to sacrifice. So sometimes it's just like, yo, I'm going to support the people unless I come out and hear that every single person in this studio is a horrible being and there's evidence plastered over the internet. Then it's just like, all right, I can easily do that. But like when it's just one person, I could voice my opinion on the dislike, but I might still cop the game. Maybe I won't add to day one sales, but I'm going to get the game like whenever I feel comfortable getting it. But I totally understand. I mean, that sucks. But hey, that is also the way of the world. That's why you gotta own your own shit. Although, on some real, being a voice actor is kind of your shit. Like, people need voice actors. I'm the voice actor. So, I don't know. There's really no way out of that. A new Final Fantasy VII Remake game announced October 15th. Just as a reminder that it's that week. Final Fantasy VII Remake will be getting a board game adaption, which is very interesting because Kingdom Hearts got some sort of tabletop game at some point. Cyberpunk started off as a tabletop game, and I just think that's very interesting. That's all. I just want to share that because I'm not a Final Fantasy VII super fan like most people. But I do like Final Fantasy VII. It's a beautiful looking game. At least the remake version. I never played the original. I had it downloaded on my Xbox. But that was about it. When they released it on Xbox. The pixelated shit. If you guys like those board games and tabletop stuff, keep an eye out for the Final Fantasy thing. There's no release date on it. They didn't even explain exactly what the game was going to be. They just hinted at a board game for it. So there is that. I have nothing really more to say about that. Like, I don't play board games like that anymore. I'm trying to get into Dungeons and Dragons, which is, I guess, just tabletop in general. But yeah, I haven't gotten the Kingdom Hearts one. I want it. I think it's Kingdom Hearts Talisman brand board game. And I just want it because I'm a Kingdom Hearts super fan. That I want because I'm a super fan. Because Kingdom Hearts is the shit. Gotham Knights confirms bad news for console players. And what is that? It's the thing you definitely heard everybody complaining about. And it's that the game runs at 24 frames per second, sometimes displaying ranges from 30 to 60. But now, the crazy thing about this part is a lot of people were trying to cancel their entire, like, pre-order and support and everything for the game. But although I agree that for a Batman game, those frames should be higher, like, I think you should be able to, those things are quite important. But also playing it would help the game be a little bit more respectable. But also, after playing the game, which I'm not gonna go too deep into because we gotta act like I didn't play the game this week, I just have to point this out. I mean, it's kind of whatever, if I'm being real. It would have helped the game probably like 5%. The game is what the game is, and I will tell you exactly what the game is once I beat it, and we get to whatever episode that I record when I beat it, I will tell you exactly what the game is. I might even do an off the dome for it, but if I do an off the dome for it, that's probably going to be like 5 to 8 minutes. I got a lot to say about it when we jump to the future, because right now we're in the past. But yeah, that does suck though. I mean, I don't know what the frames of the other one. Let me see. I didn't write that down. I could have thought about this. Sometimes I only think about things on the fly. FPS for Batman Arkham Knight. Let's see. So Batman Arkham Knight. To express their views on Gotham Knights being like this city and players demand to see. Alright, so I can't find an actual thing. But Rocksteady apparently was like, I wish gamers understood what 60 FPS means. You know, it's true. Some gamers might not. I'm sorry if there was extra noise right there. Some gamers might not. But others might, especially those who take part in animation. Although I'm sure gaming FPS is a little different, but at the same time, I mean, it still sounds like a cheap way out when there's so many games that do take their time to make a game 60 frames per second or more, in my opinion. Seems like a lot of things that were said about Gotham Knights turn out to just be like, or just feel like cop-outs and such. Because, I don't know. It's just, hey guys, we tried something brand new, right? We wanted to make Batman a completely different feeling game because this isn't Batman, these are his kids. So it's going to come with some sacrifices. Transparency. I don't know why people are scared to be transparent, especially if you see the first initial reaction of your game was getting good reception. You should just start being transparent from that point on, in my opinion. That's how I feel. If I got to show you guys my game and you guys said something, I'm going to be a little transparent without spoiling anything. I'm just going to be like, all right, well, see, I've been developing this shit by myself, and then, like, they liked it, but they didn't want to start over. So we just went in development from where I was at, and the team was just trying to clean stuff up. So because of that, we got stuck at 20 frames per second or 24 frames per second. I'll try and get it out there, but there's no promises. That's not that hard. People are going to look at it like, that sucks. And then 20 minutes later, as long as your game still reminds them of awesomeness, they're going to be like, all right, you know what? I'm going to fuck with this game. People play the game and be like, well, it did say that was only made 24 frames per second. So keeping that in mind, oh my God, this game is fucking great. But now it's just like, oh, they just keep coming up with bullshit. So, you know, yeah, fuck them and their 24 frames per second game. That's how fans usually feel. When you tell them stuff, it's just like, oh, well, they admitted it. I can't do anything about it. It's like when you're bullying someone for being ugly, and they're just like, yeah, bro, I'm ugly. And you're just like, you're ugly. And they're like, yeah, bro, thanks, I'm ugly. I'm so ugly. And then you're just like, yo, this isn't fun. Why aren't you? Because, bro, you know, I'm fucking ugly, bro. What the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm fucking ugly. And it's just like, damn it, man, this is no fun because you know that you're ugly. And then, boom, now they're out of juice. Grand Theft Auto 6 revealed to happen this month. No, it's not happening. October is over at the time of this recording, even though we're in the future of October 15th. Let's just predict that nowhere in October are we going to see anything regarding GTA 6. Apparently, there was like UFO Halloween event that was supposed to be coming, and it was going to help push the narrative of Grand Theft Auto 6 coming out. That was not going to happen. We already know the game's coming out. We know the game is also not coming out for like two years, whether they say so or not. Until they say so, it's not coming out for two or more years. It's just not. The game looked rough, and that's not because the game looks rough. It's because they do things in a certain order, and the polishing of the game is coming way later on. Right now, they're trying to make sure the game and the physics and all the ramps and things work properly. So if what we got was anything within like the year when those leaks popped out, dog, we got like 2 years left. That game's a huge game, and polishing is going to take some time. They're going to have to scour that thing, have teams go over. Like, come on, we're not getting that game anytime soon. Don't expect a reveal unless like they drop a trailer that just says the year. I don't think we're getting a reveal for real, within the next 365 days after the Video Game Awards. Nier Automata version 1.1 anime promotion file 003 bunker photos were released, and oh, that's great. Oh my god, the Nier Automata anime, it just looks so fucking good, bro. I'm so excited. I really can't wait. It's coming out in 2023. I want to say it's supposed to like be coming out January. But Ryoji Masuyama is the director. Series organization is Yokotaro and Ryoji Masuyama, which who's also the director. Animation Studios, A1 Pictures. Yo, this is going to be good, bro. This is going to be really fucking good. I'm super excited. Microsoft's Call of Duty exclusivity stance fails to convince UK regulators. All right. So, of course, we're in the past. So no one's heard about this. But everyone's heard about this because it's the same shit that's been going. They're still trying to probe the whole thing. They're just like, we're going to keep looking into it. We're going to keep looking into it. And people online are trying to be like, oh, this is super regular. Feels like, yeah, yo, you know, this is deserved. And this is a very well. This is fucking, what am I saying? This is deserved. It's going to happen. People are going to look into stuff. And it's just like, yeah, bro, but it's absolutely frustrating because it's only happening because a very specific company is scared to lose Call of Duty because they don't have their own FPS and they don't want to lose out on the money that they spend and recuperate by making these deals with Call of Duty and getting these exclusive things, and they really think that they're going to die without it. But in reality, they know they're not going to die without it. They're just going crazy with this because they have the stats to show that people use this the fucking game on their system. But another thing is, people only buy Call of Duty because their friends buy Call of Duty. Like, if a lot of people's friends stop buying Call of Duty, there's going to be a lot of people who are just like, damn, yo, no Call of Duty this year? Oh, yeah, it's on Xbox. And that's fine. I get to play God of War even longer. Like, I don't have to worry about my friend telling me to get online anymore to play Call of Duty specifically. Dog, literally, it will live. It will. They'll be fucking fine. And everyone has a PC and one or the other. So everyone's playing Call of Duty. Yo, Sony. No one's going to leave your system. No one is leaving your ecosystem just to buy Call of Duty. Not a near one of the motherfuckers is doing that. I need them to understand that. At most, two people are leaving the system just to get Call of Duty on an Xbox. Only two. I don't care what anyone says. Huge Elden Ring patch rebalances just about everything. So if you haven't played Elden Ring, since October 13th, there is a patch out there. Well, October 12th, let's say. There is a patch out there that came on the 13th of October. And it's, alright, the feature allows separate damage scaling for weapons, skills, spells, and incantations when playing against other players. In the future, this feature may be used to balance weapons, art, spells, and incantations in invading and PvP mode. Balance adjustments made within this feature will not impact single player and cooperative play. PvP exclusive balance and adjustments. General adjustments. Increased poise damage when using two-handed normal attacks. Increase the speed of some colossal sword attacks. The speed and hit detection of colossal swords crouching and rolling attacks have been decreased. Increase the speed of some colossal weapons. So there's a lot of colossal and hammer stuff going on. You know, I need to go back and play this game and see if I can beat it now with all of these updates that went through. But goddamn, there's honestly a lot of what is it called? A lot of balancing that is going on in this game. Can't even lie. Like, there's pages and pages, but you can find it if you want to actually look at it. It's Elden Ring patch notes for 1.07. A lot of shit, bro. Netflix will charge $6.99 a month for new ad-supported plan starting November 3rd in the U.S. So if you want to pay less for Netflix, and if you want to watch things in 720p, feel free to go and, you know, pay $6.99 for ads in 720p, which is fucking insane. It's crazy to just be like, yeah, I'm gonna pay for 720p. You must have like a horrible TV, because I mean, yeah, that Netflix is wilding with the prices, but I'm gonna just pay at that price. If I want my 4k, you ain't, there's no way we're not gonna 4k this bitch up, bro. No. But on the other side, Netflix is absolutely wilding. First off, they want to introduce ads. All right, fine, that's cool with me. No one watches TV. I don't think people understand how hard it is for people with advertisements to actually advertise now, because everyone's using ad blockers. No one's really watching TV, and like, when ads do come on TV, if people who still watch it, they're not looking at it. They're not. So on top of that, it's just hard. So why not, you know, put ads on Netflix again? And it depends on what ads are. Like, if they're doing ads, like, I want to say Hulu's ads might be a little annoying. But if they do ads that actually pertain to you or pertain to the shows that you watch, then that would be a little different. But I doubt that because unless they're doing advertisements for shows that they rented, but the renters are just like, yo, run an ad for the show. We'll discount the rent or something. Then that makes sense. Then it's like, all right, cool, fine. You want to get your ad on. But it also depends how the ads work. Are you going to add every quarter, or are you going to add at the beginning and one in the middle and then call it a day? Are you going to add before every episode if I'm watching a TV show? Are you going to do block ads? So the second I hop on my app, you're just going to drop something right in my face and be like, yo, purchase this. This shit is gas. Like, how are the ads going to work? That's my biggest concern. If that, I mean, I'm not going to get it, but I'm still concerned for the people who get the ads. Because if it's just going to be obstructing and it's going to be something that's going to just convince you to go pay for one tier up, then, I mean, that's annoying, but they're doing their job, but that's annoying as fuck. It's like, I can't even enjoy the ad version if I choose to get ads. I don't think anything's wrong with ads. I just think it's all about how you do them. Donkey Kong high score record holder sues Aussie YouTuber who accused him of cheating, and he wants $450,000 in damages, and it's fucking hilarious. Apparently, someone tried to accuse someone of cheating in this Donkey Kong competition. It's just so fucking funny, bro. I didn't know that nerds had battles like this, bro. It's just hilarious. And to my knowledge, the person that's being sued, or the person that has a record to accuse him, the high score, Mitchell said Jobst falsely claimed he planned to make a video he could fraudulently use as evidence that he reached the score of 1,062,800 playing Donkey Kong. Mitchell also says Jobst claims that he had been banned from submitting scores to Twin Galaxies LLC, the official organization that rings high scores for Donkey Kong and other classic arcade games, for cheating in allegations he says is untrue. So, that's insane. Why do you care so much to accuse someone of cheating without actual evidence? Basically just saying, like, oh yeah, this person is going to submit a false video, like a video that's doctored to look like he did it. Dog, I'd fight you. Like, I understand why he's mad. Like, that Donkey Kong shit and the Pac-Man shit, those is those people's lives, bro. So I'd fight over that shit too, bro. You know what I mean? That shit takes a long time to reach some scores, bro. Them scores don't climb as fast as you might think they do. Microsoft says regulators sided with Sony on Activision Blizzard. Oh, yeah, they did. We basically talked about that. It's a different titled flip, but it's basically the same thing. A lot of people are siding with Sony, and it's fucking insane. Deadpool, Secret Wars, and Fantastic Four have all been delayed. So it looks like Blade is coming out Blade is coming out September 6, 2024, previously November 3rd, 2023. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming out May 24th, 2024. Deadpool is coming out November 8th, 2024, previously September 6th, 2024. So it was supposed to come out the same time as Blade took its spot. Okay, Fantastic Four, February 14th, 2025. So Marvel's just, and the Secret Wars don't come out until 2026. So Marvel's just announcing shit and then moving shit back. And I really wonder why. Like, were they just not ready? Did they think they were ready and then something happened? Or are they just saying shit for hype? Because it's okay to skip a fucking year of announcements. Video game players have been dealing with this all COVID. Announcing something and then pushing it back. Announcing something and then pushing it back. Oh, COVID. Oh, sorry. Ooh, this. And it's like, yes, it's absolutely fine. But if you really, really are not sure, don't give us a date. Please don't give us a date. Don't even give us a window. Just be like coming. And then just do like four X's. Put a zero somewhere. So it's like coming 20 zero XX. You know, and it's just like, all right, so we know that it's coming out in the 20,000s. Just which part? You know what I mean? If it's definitely coming out in 2020, 202X, you know, and then we'll figure the last part out when we get there. Call of Duty skipping 2023 in favor of Modern Warfare 2. More Modern Warfare 2. So it looks like Modern Warfare 2 is going to get extra support for another year, according to reports, which could be a good thing. Hopefully, they'll just keep adding more maps, and it'll feel more like back in the day when we used to have mad content that actually was noticeable. But then again, they're also launching Warzone 2, so it could be Modern Warfare 2 / Warzone 2. We just want to keep Warzone 2 really, really on the ball. Which, I mean, is the big seller in the Call of Duty franchise, so that makes a lot of sense, honestly. Final Fantasy VII Battle Royale will shut down next year. Final Fantasy the First Soldier, which I didn't know existed, but I feel like I knew it existed, will remain standing until January 2023. Never played it a day in my life, so I really have nothing to say about this, but I'm sorry for all the people that are playing this and are sad about it. But it wasn't on... I don't remember it being on Xbox. I think it was... this might be a PC thing. And if it is, I was never going to play it. Oh, the game hit iOS and Android devices last year. I remember this. Yeah, I never played this. I didn't even think about downloading it because I never really thought about it. The Witcher 3 next-gen versions arrive this month, says an insider. Did they? I feel like they did not. I don't remember anything about them actually coming out. But they are supposed to be coming out this year. That is a thing that we're really supposed to be getting. We are supposed to be getting them this year. So I wonder how well they're going to play. I wonder if it's going to be worth replaying, because I will replay The Witcher 3 because I haven't beaten it, but I played it about 3 times now. Like, up until a certain point. I think I might fuck with it. Especially if it comes out with a new case that says, like, Xbox Series X on it. Then, yeah, I will grab it. Apparently, Phil Spencer posted a tweet. And the tweet had, like, a little hint at the Xbox cloud streaming stick or something like that in it. Hold up, let's see if the tweet still exists. Alright, the tweet still exists, and oh hey, Phil Spencer has so much like awards and stuff on his fucking little desky desk. It's actually kind of funny. Dude, there's like a... he's got a sword and an Xbox, and it looks like a miniature ass Xbox. Looks like an Xbox. It does look like an Xbox streaming box up there, not gonna lie. But it's a prototype. Sorry. It's a prototype. And to my knowledge, the prototype is scrapped for now. It's not the right time to do it. They're just gonna focus on xCloud and keep shipping hardware, even though it costs them more money to do so. But as long as fans want it, they're going to do it. And that's what I love about Microsoft. Because second they stop making physical systems is the day that I stop playing video games. Douche, douche. I think maybe the only thing I'll play, because I am building a PC, is things like League of Legends and Valorant. Like free-to-play shit on PC that I really enjoy. But as far as buying games, if I can't buy a disc for my X systems or my play systems, I'm not gaming. I will become a retiree gamer. Also, in case you missed it, there was a rumor that Cartoon Network was gonna die circulating on the internet October 14th, But Cartoon Network tweeted that they're not really dying, and an article also said that they're really just merging more so with WB Animation more than anything else. So there is that, and Cartoon Network is living. So if you guys didn't hear about them not dying, but you heard about them dying, that's what you get. If you heard about nothing, well, I just told you the entire story in like 5 seconds, because it really was nothing. It was just a bunch of people misunderstanding an article. But also, I think that they probably were going to try and kill it secretly, but then so many people were just like, yo, rest in peace, Cartoon Network, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, yeah, no, never mind. Chill. We won't get rid of it. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're not going to get rid of it. So there's that. Gamers and Nerds, it was a good time. I'm very sad for us. Sad to say, G4 is getting shut down by Comcast as the show didn't amass the amount of viewership that they were aiming for since the relaunch. Sad day for us fans, honestly. I was watching it. It was every now and then it was cool. It was all right, but it didn't hit the same way old G4 hit. And I think it was because they were trying to hit the YouTube style networking. I think it would have been better if they, I'm not gonna say it because I'm gonna do it, but it would have been cool. It would have worked out a lot better in a different way. Also, She-Hulk ended that week. It's pretty cool. It was fun. I like the ending. I thought the ending was fucking hilarious. She broke the fourth wall like a motherfucker. Her Deadpool need to meet in like one episode or something in the future. It'd be great. Deadpool just needs a lot of cameos and a bunch of places. People say he's oversaturated, but I would just be like, nope, that's just perfectly for Deadpool. Deadpool would just be popping up. Deadpool would just be like, oh, what up? Yeah, that's it. Goodbye. By the way, I blew something up. Oh, man. One day I'm going to read Deadpool and Company. It's just sitting on my shelf. I think everyone who likes comedy and needs a break from the action stuff should watch She-Hulk. Don't take it too seriously. There's only one episode in there that I genuinely dislike, and I feel like I came on here talking about it, and it was definitely the shapeshifter episode. I think that episode was just like, I need to know the reason behind making the episode the way they made the episode, because it could have just been 10 times better if they didn't do what I feel like they did, and if they weren't, if they, I wonder how much money they didn't want to pay, because that also factors in to my opinion on the situation, if I'm being honest. But oh well, it's over, thankfully. I cannot wait for She-Hulk season 2. We'll see what happens. I think we'll be getting it, but we have to wait and see. There's no word on it. It seems Apple will be working on a savings account with Goldman Sachs. This will allow you to put your daily cash that you get from paying off your Apple card, or just cash in general on your Apple card, Apple Cash card, into a savings account instead of Apple Cash card and using it unintentionally. Although they did add a slider button, so now you can stop your Apple Pay from actually using your Apple Cash balance. And I think that is neat. I think that is absolutely smart. I think they should have did that a long fucking time ago, honestly. Xbox has a secret exclusive that is very big name attached to it. Sadly, that is all there is to go off of, and this is not not the IO Interactive game, which is supposed to be a dragon-centric action game, according to those rumors. This is a completely different game to look forward to, so I'm very happy with that. Konami dropped a Silent Hill website that insinuates an announcement for October 19th related to the gaming franchise, and we will find out if it really is the PlayStation exclusive. Danganronpa creator Kazutaka Kodaka said that he is possibly open to returning to the franchise at some point. A lot of fans, who I swear were asking for another Danganronpa, all of a sudden are just like, nah, V3's good, man, and end it off right there. To make more Danganronpa is to totally dismiss V3 and everything that it said. First off, this is the creator of the goddamn game who wants to fucking go back to the franchise if he feels like going back to the franchise. Second, no, wipe out the fucking ending of Danganronpa V3. The game is fucking great until you get to the ending, and then it just does this fucking stupid meta shit, and it's just like, yeah. Yeah. all that shit is fake. And it's just like, bro, what the fuck do you mean? But if you have an Xbox and Game Pass, you should go play Danganronpa V3. That game is absolutely phenomenal. I literally love that game so much. I got it on my Switch. I got it on my PlayStation. I got it on my Xbox. And I'm going to get it on my PlayStation Vita if I can ever find a copy that's under $100. Because I really, 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 really want that. It's one of the other games that I'm absolutely obsessed with, Danganronpa. Yo. Danganronpa is just fucking gas. I also need Ultra Despair Girls on my Vita because that game is immaculate. And Gravity Rush on my Vita. I need Gravity Rush so bad. I wish the Vita didn't die because then I could have gotten it back. But now that the Vita is dead, it's so rare. All the games are rare too. So much I can say about that. Also, I'm pretty sure I watched Hellraiser this week, so I'll talk about it. Did not like it. It was cool. The movie was really, really fun. It was really different. It was a really good movie if you've never seen the other Hellraisers before, because it does a lot of explaining and it does horror in today's fashion of horror. And in that right, the movie is actually pretty good because it's like an action horror film. It was an adventure horror film, I should say. But as a person who loves the original Hellraisers, 1 and 2 mostly, I did not like Hellraiser 2022. Not really. There were some things that were just stupid. Some things that were like really, really cool. Like, I like the bathroom scene. But like some of the situations in the film were just like, they pissed me the fuck off. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, no, nigga. Goddamn. It's fucking this shit. Who made this shit? Why was this shit made? And yeah, that's really how I feel about most of it. But yeah, that's really just about it. I read some Batman comics and stuff. We'll try and get into it, or maybe we'll do like a Bat-centric episode or something, or a comic-centric episode. But yeah, bro, that's it. Thank you guys. I gave you about 35 minutes of hits, and I appreciate you listening to them. Stay tuned, because you will be getting episode 70 directly after this, and I truly appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. More news to come. Go watch Hellraiser 2022 if you like horror movies. It's definitely worth a watch. I'm just a grumpy old man, but it's also not the best horror movie, but it is worth a watch. Peace.